Well, today we are visiting with a couple of 8th grade students from the Cam Middle School in Messina. And we have with us today Bianca Wendt and Haley Nichols. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it very much. We want to talk a little bit about the Veterans Day program that the CAM 8th graders at the middle school are sponsoring again this year. And Bianca, this has gone on at the middle school for a long time, right?
Yeah. Miss Booker holds it, and she's like the teacher, and she like makes it all happen, and it all like goes together and it works.
Sure. It seems to work pretty well. Haley, you're involved in it here this year, and I asked you earlier before we started talking on the air if it's just certain students in the 8th grade or if it's the entire 8th grade class, and your answer is?
It's the whole 8th grade class. We all sign up for different committees that we want to be in and help set up to make a whole program.
Okay. So there are a lot of bits and pieces to this. You guys all have your own part and make it come together very well. Well, let's talk about the bits and pieces. And when it all comes together, Haley, what will it look like? What happens on Friday?
Well, we usually have the elementary do something like the saying of the pledge, but we started out with the singing of the national anthem with our music group. And then we have different things that we do during the program. I know that this year we are doing something called the White Table Speech. A few boys and then a nice young lady will be saying a speech. But I know that we all help out and make a whole program to honor the veterans. We also show an iMovie during that to honor the living and the non-living veterans. So it turns out pretty well in the end.
Okay, very good. Bianca, is this something that you base, like, this year's program on what's happened in the past? Do you try to make some changes year to year, or do you pretty much stick with the same format?
We try to, like, change it up a bit and, like, add more things to, like, make it all important to them and, like, know how much we thank them and honor them and appreciate them so they, like, know that we're there to thank them and not just to be like, oh, it's Veterans Day, we're just going to show a program. And they're going to pretend that they actually, like, feel appreciated when they actually, like, are appreciated.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to make it personal, kind of personalize mm-hmm. the day for them a little bit. So you say everybody, every year you try to take maybe make some adjustments a little bit here and there and add your own touch to it. What are you guys doing different, for example, than what the 8th graders last year did?
We actually added more things because we have the elementary. They colored some soldiers and flags, and we all, like, put them on string, and then we're going to hang them up and show, like, what they can do. And we also have items that people bring in to our teacher, and we're going to, like, show them out on tables and, like, because they're, like, past uniforms and stuff that we got. It's sure. pretty cool.
Sure. So you've got a lot of interesting plans. Now, Bianca mentioned that you've got, like, elementary students that are doing some different little projects to go along with this, too. So this is really more than just the 8th graders who coordinate it. Haley, you're trying to get as many students as possible involved in this project?
Yes. We actually have all grades doing something. We had preschool and kindergartens do something that was easy for them, and then we had the rest of the grades color something, so then they all kind of feel important. I know that the 5th grade also does the pledge, mm-hmm. so that makes them feel important as they're getting into the middle school the next year. So it helps with all the grades and everyone, so then everyone feels like they're important in this role.
Sure. Well, and I mentioned it's coming up this Friday, November 11th, on Veterans Day. What will the program be like? What are all the details there? Starts at what time?
It starts at 1:30. And it will be in the gym. We will be honoring the veterans for their service by showing an iMovie and the more. And then after, for the veterans, there will be a reception where the veterans can sit down and talk to other veterans where they can eat and just talk. So we just like to thank them for their service for our country.
Okay. And Bianca, who's invited? Who can show up?
Any veterans or any, like, citizens of Anita, Messina, anywhere. And they can bring their spouses and just their whole family. And then we have, like, special chairs for them to sit in. So, like, they can have the better view than, like, the people in the bleachers.
Sure. Now, do you send out invitations or anything? Spread the word? How do you let these veterans know that they can be a part of this?
We actually give some veterans a call, the ones that we know personally. But in the past years, we are now getting more veterans to come because the veterans that had been in Vietnam never wanted to come before, but now we're getting them to come forward because they were never welcomed properly. So now we're getting more and more veterans to come, and so every time we're just getting more and more, so we keep calling more and more people to come. So that's great.
So have you, Haley, personally made a few of these phone calls?
I have not, but I know that some other people have, and I know that our teacher, Miss Booker, does, mm-hmm. because she's got personal relations with multiple veterans that have served in multiple wars.
Okay. Haley, or Bianca, rather, have you done any of these phone calls?
I have not, okay. But Miss Booker told us, like, a story about when she called, where she called up a Vietnam War veteran, and he hung up, like, right as she, like, told him. And I get that because they weren't, like, really appreciated when they came back.
It's all about trying to make them understand that, you know, we want to kind of turn all that around. There's been a change in attitude since that time in the country toward our veterans and our active service personnel. And that's why we do these types of programs coming up. So will there be some goodies and some treats and things then too, Haley?
Yeah, we have food for the veterans afterwards, and our class will have cake, and then I know that there's coffee, tea, and water for them too. I don't know what else we have. That's for the reception people.
So they don't need to make any reservations, RSVPs, or anything like that, Bianca? They're just going to show up that day?
They'll show up, and then they'll, like, go into the gym, and then it'll start at 1:30, and Miss Booker will start with, like, a welcome speech, kind of, and then after the program, we'll get in a line, and we'll all say thank you, mm-hmm. and then the reception committee will go out, set up, and it's, like, desserts, and I think there's lemonade also. I'm not really sure, but, yeah, there's coffee, about everything.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, too, because here in at the CAM schools, you guys have some neat opportunities to get hands-on learning, like from the outdoor classroom, the greenhouse project, different types of things that the students will do here in the CAM school district. Is this kind of similar to that, too? Is this kind of, Haley, for you, is this kind of bringing history, bringing some of this alive for you to learn some stories?
Yeah, because she's told us stories about how she's met different veterans, and while we're actually working on our program, we work on it every Friday, she'll turn on a movie about different wars so we can learn about it while we're working, and it's just really helped us learn and understand these different wars.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this, Bianca, helps you become just a better person, a better citizen by learning some of the experiences that some folks have had?
Yeah, I like figured out that it's not about just thanking them, it's about thanking or welcoming them home and just telling them thank you for our freedom, thank you for having, like, a good life with no, like, trouble with other, like, countries and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'd have just, like, yeah.
Well, some of them have experiences that you'll probably never have. Mm-hmm. And if you can't learn from those experiences, then what have we done? So this is your opportunity to kind of open those lines of communication a little bit and get some of those stories. All right, well, we want to finish up here this morning again by repeating some of those details. So again, it's coming up this Friday, November 11th. Bianca, give them the details. What do they need to know again?
All right, so it begins at 1:30 p.m. in the gymnasium. Mm-hmm. At Messina, Iowa. It's like that CAM Middle School. It's like when you enter Messina and you have to, like, turn left. And then it, like, keeps going. And then you'll see, like, a C-store. And then it's up that street.
Yep. And the program starts at 1:30, so they should be there before then.
Yeah, I would say around, like, 1:15 to get in their seats and get, like, good parking. And you can bring spouses. And it's all veterans to help celebrate Veterans Day.
Absolutely. So Miss Booker kind of heads this up for you. Haley, she does a pretty good job. You learn a lot from this?
Yeah, I feel like we all learn something by the end of this program. So it really helps us all in our class.
Of course, you're doing it this year, passing on the tradition to next year's class, the seventh graders this year, when they get a chance to do it as well. Very good. Bianca Wendt, Haley Nichols, thank you so much for spending a little time with us here today, and thanks for all that you do. I'm sure the veterans appreciate the recognition. You guys, good luck with this project.
Thank you.
Thank you.